Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it. One thing that you'll get from reading The Noticer is that one word, perspective on life, which means it doesn't change the situation at hand, but it gives you a different way to look at the situation, which will probably empower you to do some more positive things about it rather than just get down and be down about the situation.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
You already know by now that my new book, Work on Your Game, Using the Pro Athlete Mindset to Dominate in Business, Sports, and Life, is out. And we both know that you're an audio listener because you're listening to my podcast. How would you like to get the audio experience of my new book, Work on Your Game, completely for free? Here's how. Go to DreAllDay.com/review. That's DreAllDay.com/review to leave a review on Amazon of my book, Work on Your Game. Take a screenshot of that review and send it to me. My email's contact@DreAllDay.com. You can DM me on Instagram, send me a snap, tweet, whatever way you need to get it to me. I will reply and give you the free audiobook version of my new book, Work on Your Game. Again, go to Amazon. That's DreAllDay.com/review, or just look up my book on Amazon if you prefer. Leave a review of the book. Take a screenshot of your review. Send it to me, contact@DreAllDay.com, or DM me or snap me or @reply me. I will give you the audiobook completely for free. You're already listening to my podcast every day. If you haven't read the book yet, you don't have the physical or the digital, so you don't know what to say, say something about my podcast. Say something about some way that I have provided value to you in your life. Leave that as the review. Screenshot it. Send it to me. contact@DreAllDay.com. The link again, DreAllDay.com/review to review my book, Work on Your Game. Screenshot it, send it to me. You get the audiobook for free. One more time, that's DreAllDay.com/review. Let's get to it. You need this book in your life. Work on Your Game, Using a Pro Athlete Mindset to Dominate in Business, Sports, and Life. Audiobook is yours. All you got to do is leave that review. DreAllDay.com/review. Congratulate yourself for tuning in to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you have expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. What is that? That's that go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. I know you know what that feels like. We put all this together for you. You get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is we are revisiting one of my favorite series on this podcast, which is not going to go on consecutive episodes. This is my favorite books. If you didn't know, I am an author in addition to being a podcaster and a bunch of other things. And as such, being an author, every day I read, usually at minimum, I'll spend an hour a day reading. I try to get in 2 hours a day reading every single day. Thusly, I have all these books that I like that I want to share with you. I share the things that I do, the things that I think, and on this podcast every single day. And I share these books with you because I believe these are great ways to expand your horizons, enrich your life, get you some information that you otherwise don't have the time or energy, and maybe not even the talent, not maybe, but definitely not even the talent to learn yourself. And that includes me. I can't learn everything that the people in these books have learned because I don't have the time to go through what they went through. I don't have the energy to do those things and do my things. And I just may not have their talent to learn what they've learned. If you read books, you see that some people just have some skills that you don't have, and we're all unique, that it's supposed to be. So here today is volume 6. Yes, volume 6 of my favorite books episodes. And I want to refer you back to some episodes where I've talked about books on this podcast before. Episode number 60, my favorite books, that was volume 1. Episode number 60 of this podcast, The Full Archive. If you didn't know, I don't know how you didn't know, but The Full Archive is at DreAllDay.com/podcast. Episode number 69, My Favorite Books, Part 2. Episode number 143, My Favorite Books, Part 3. Episode number 676, My Favorite Books, Part 4. Episode number 679, My Favorite Books, Part 5. And episode number 772, I talked about how I read books. What is my method and strategy for reading books? So today is my favorite books, volume 6. And I'm actually, instead of giving you 5 books today, I'm actually going to give you 6 books that I recommend you read. Every single book that you hear me mention on this podcast is a recommendation for you to read it. If I don't say it explicitly, I'm saying it now. If I mention it, you need to go read it. If I mention a person, you need to go find out who they are. If I mention a method, you need to go find out about it and what it is. Even if you believe that that method or that person or that book does not apply to you and your current situation in life, that's even more reason for you to read it. So you can expand your damn personal horizons and not be this, as I talked about in the other day's episode, a lot of people have these small, narrow comfort zones. They know a whole lot about this one narrow, small thing. What about when you step outside of that? Do you have anything to offer the world? Do you have anything to offer a person? Do you have anything to offer a conversation outside of what you do and what you know? If the answer to that question is not an immediate yes, then that means you need to expand your horizons and maybe indulge yourself in some things that are outside of your normal areas of interest. All right, that's why I recommend these books, and hopefully they are varied enough that it helps you step outside of your normal zones of interest. If the reasons or description of content of these books sounds like it's a not for me, for you, again, that's even better reason. And these are in no particular order as we go into my favorite books, volume 6, and there are 6 specific books you need to read. Go find these books, Google them, spell them how they sound, download them, whatever it is you got to do, order them on Amazon, do what you got to do, read these books. And my full recommended reading list is at dreallday.com/read, R-E-A-D. So if you're looking for a place to start with books, there are hundreds, literally hundreds of books on that recommended reading list. And they are not just books that I plucked off somebody else's blog or internet search. Those are books that I have personally read myself, and some of my own books that I've written myself are all on that list. If they're on the list, then I recommend them and you need to go read them. Start with any one of them. Just read a book. Book number 1, This Is Marketing by Seth Godin. Now, if you have not heard of Seth Godin, then maybe you are not in sales. Maybe you're not in marketing, even though all of us are in sales and all of us are in marketing, which I say all the time. But Seth Godin is a legend in the marketing industry, literally a legend, because he has been inducted into the Marketing Hall of Fame. And just like you, until recently, I didn't even know there was a such thing as the Marketing Hall of Fame. But I do, because I know Seth is in it. And Seth has been selling online and having an email list and blogging and doing all this stuff since before most of us even had computers. Now, he's been doing this stuff since the 90s, the early to mid 90s. Seth has been doing his thing. Seth is a really good guy. I've communicated with him through email a few times. I don't know him, but I've communicated with him through email a few times. He's always been gracious and open to my whatever it was that I was reaching out to him for. Now, his latest book, This Is Marketing, I believe it's his 18th or 19th book, at least as of this recording. He might have another one out by the time you hear this. But This Is Marketing is a good book title, should say it all. You shouldn't have to explain too much what the book is about if you already know what the title is. It's all about marketing for the world that we're in today. Now, the book came out in the fall of 2018, and he talks about the internet. He talks about email. He talks about social media. He talks about having an audience and what kind of audience you want. Do you want more? Do you want bigger? Do you want to reach the masses? Do you need to reach everybody, which a lot of people want to do with their products and services and content and offerings and their brand names? And Seth has some counterintuitive ideas that he backs up with excellent research points and examples from his own life and from the examples of other people that he puts all into his book that help you understand how and why you are marketing yourself, how and why you're selling yourself, and to whom you need to be marketing and selling yourself. And I guarantee you that is not what you think it is. If you've never read Seth, let's say you want to get some free samples of Seth Godin before you invest in this book, which I think is a ridiculous idea. If you can't make an investment in a book which costs $20, then I have no idea why the hell you'll listen to a podcast called Work on Your Game, because your game's going nowhere. But anyway, let's just say that you did. Now, let's just throw it out there. He has a blog. Just go on Google and type in his name, Seth. You don't even have to type in his last name. Everybody knows Seth. He's one name famous, Seth Godin. I hope to get there one day. I think Dr. Dre still got the lead on me. But Seth Godin, read his blog. He blogs every single day, similar to how I do. He's been blogging even longer than I have. He's got thousands of blogs up on his website. They're often very short. You can read them in like 2 minutes, but they're very pithy. They get right to the point, and they always give you something to think about, every single one of them. So go look up Seth, read his blog, and while you're reading his blog on Amazon or iBooks or wherever you go to the bookstore, and get that book. It's called This is marketing. Any of you who plans on selling yourself or your product or your service at any time in life, you need to read that book. Book number two. Today's topic is my favorite books, volume 6. These are in no particular order. The Laws of Human Nature. The Laws of Human Nature are written by my favorite author. His name is Mr. Robert Greene, who is the author of the 48 Laws of Power, the 33 Strategies of War, the Art of Seduction, the 50th Law, and Mastery. If you have never read a Robert Greene book, I'm going to tell you up front, Robert Greene writes long books. Robert Greene writes books that you need to invest some time into reading. It took me about 3 weeks to read The Laws of Human Nature, and that's 2 hours a day it took me to get to the end of The Laws of Human Nature. It's a very long book. It's the longest even for Robert Greene. All his books are pretty long. If you go into a bookstore and you see a Robert Greene book, you'll see exactly what I mean. But they are also very rich. Rich in stories, rich in examples, rich in explanations. They basically tell you everything you need to know. You read a Robert Greene book, you won't have any questions when you're done reading it. Actually, when you read any book, you shouldn't have too many questions when you get done reading a book. That's the purpose of writing it, so that they cover basically everything, the author, that is. If you read his book, Mastery, he had a section in there where he talked about human interaction. Basically, social intelligence is what he called it. And I really liked that section. And when I heard Robert Greene doing an interview, and Robert doesn't do many interviews, he actually announced it on his social media that he suffered from a stroke in fall of 2018, which I think hurt the marketing campaign that he would have done for this book, Laws of Human Nature. But even then, before he suffered that stroke, he didn't do too much marketing. He's not big on social media. He doesn't blog a lot. The guy just writes damn good books every few years, and that's made him a legend, at least in my mind. Now, The Laws of Human Nature, that this book is based on the section that he took out of Mastery that was on social intelligence. But if you are a student of Robert Greene, as I am, I've read between the 48 Laws, the 33 Strategies, and the 50th Law, I've read those three books each at least 100 times. And I could basically recite any of the laws to you. Don't test me on that. He's taken his best principles, his favorite principles from all of his five books leading up to this one, and he's expounded on them in this book, The Laws of Human Nature. Now, I want you to understand that this book is not sold as, hey, this is the best of Robert Greene. That's not what it is. Only reason that I'm able to tell you what I just told you, that he took some of my favorite principles from his other books, is because I read them so many times that I could read between the lines and see, oh, this is that chapter number 30 from the 48 Laws of Power. Oh, this is law number 17 from the 33 Strategies of War. I could see that through his writing just because I read it so many times. But you wouldn't know that if you had never read Robert Greene before. This is all brand new material expounded upon. And this is a great book, Laws of Human Nature. Now, why would you want to read this book? Would any of you like to know why people are how they are? You want to know why somebody is acting the way that they're acting? You want to know why you are how you are? Would you like to improve yourself as a person? If you answer yes to any of those questions, then you need to read The Laws of Human Nature by Robert Greene. I should get some affiliate links for episodes like this. Point number three, today's topic, my favorite books, volume 6. This third book is an off-the-beaten-path book even for me. But I went and looked this book up for a specific reason, and I'll tell you why. First, let me tell you what it is. It's called What They'll Never Teach You About the Music Business. What They'll Never Teach You About the Music Business. This is by Peter M. Thal. Now, Peter himself is an entertainment lawyer. So this book is written the way a lawyer would write something. If anybody listening to this is a lawyer, or you ever dealt with a lawyer, or you ever read some stuff that was put together by a lawyer, then you probably have a good idea of what I mean. It is very detailed. It covers every contingency, every possible point, and it is just as long as The Laws of Human Nature by Robert Greene. This book, What They'll Never Teach You About the Music Business. The difference is, because Peter is, he's not an author by trade, he's a lawyer, this book is more like a reference book. If any of you ever read one of those Four Dummies books, like Business for Dummies or Podcasting for Dummies, this is like the music business for dummies. He could have titled it that. I mean, he couldn't because of copyright, but he could have titled it, or trademark, he could have titled it The Music Business for Dummies, and it would have been fitting, this title, because he covers every single thing you need to know about the business from the perspective of a lawyer. And any of you who have ever gotten into a contract or any kind of binding agreement and later on after signing it found out that it wasn't as good of a deal as you thought it was, or had a little bit of signer's regret, if you understand what I'm saying, from signing a bad contract, this is the kind of book you wish you had before you signed that contract. Now, maybe you're not in the music business. If you are in the music business, then this book should not be news to you. That's the first point that I need to make. If you're just now hearing this book and you're in the music business, you're behind schedule. You need to go get this book yesterday and start reading it 2 weeks ago. If you're not in the music business, which I am not in the music business, I don't rap, I don't sing, I don't have bars, none of that. I don't produce nothing, not in the music business at all. The reason I read this book is because I listen to a lot of music, and I think we all listen to a lot of music. And often I hear musicians complaining about bad deals with their record labels, or how they got in a bad contract, or how they're not getting paid the right amount of royalties, or how somebody has their publishing. You often hear musicians talking about this, right? Or you hear musicians who died not having as much money as they should have had because a record label, this or that. Or you hear musicians bragging about how they make more money because they got the right type of contract. The reason I read this book is because I wanted to know exactly what they are talking about. I want to know the details of it from the informed side of it, not from the person who's uninformed, then they get burned and they realize, like, damn, I signed a bad deal. But from the person who's actually making those deals, like a lawyer, like this guy, Peter Thal, he represents artists. So he knows all the little loopholes. He knows all the tricky things that labels do. He knows all the ways to combat them. And again, if any of you is an attorney or knows an attorney or has ever worked with an attorney, you know that their very job is to be all in on the details, every single little detail. If you don't have an attorney on your side, you better be very, very careful and very circumspect whenever you sign a contract. And this book will help you understand the details of those things. Even if you're not in the music business, any contract you sign, you can probably refer to one of those clauses that you don't quite understand in this book, what they'll never teach you about the music business, and probably get at least some idea, some reference for what it refers to in your contract, whether you're writing a book, whether you're putting on a show, anything you could be signing a contract for. Read the damn contract, get the details, and know exactly what those terms mean and how you can negotiate them. That's all covered in this book, What They'll Never Teach You About the Music Business. Peter M. Thal, that's T-H-A-L-L, that last name. Point number four. Today's topic is my favorite books, volume 6. Book number 4 is The Noticer by Andy Andrews. Now, I heard Andy Andrews speak at a conference probably about 3 or 4 years ago. He was pretty good. I can't even remember where I first heard of Andy Andrews, but I had heard of him before that, and I liked his stuff. I had never read any of his books, but I finally got around to reading this book. Now, The Noticer is written in a, I believe we call it an allegorical account, where basically he's telling a story, and this is a story that did actually happen of a homeless guy who was kind of down on his luck, really down on his luck, really not having much enthusiasm for life in general at all, when some random guy just shows up to meet the homeless guy out on the beach under the pier where the homeless guy used to sleep. And over time, he starts to teach this guy some principles and give him a whole new perspective on life. Now, that sounds like a Disney movie, the way I just described that. But I would urge you to actually read the book so you can get the story yourself through your own eyes and through your own interpretation of it. And this is Andy Andrews' actual personal story, which I did not know was his story. Andy Andrews was at one point homeless. He had no family to turn to. He was not positive at all about life. And if you don't know who Andy Andrews is, you go look him up. He has a podcast himself. I think it's just called the Andy Andrews Podcast. I don't know if he still does it. But look him up. He's a well-known speaker. He's written several books, including The Noticer, a couple other books he's written. And this guy is so positive, so jovial, you would not believe that you look at him, you're like, this guy used to be homeless. This guy used to sleep under the pier on the beach. This guy used to be so negative that nobody wanted to look at him or talk to him or even approach him. This guy? Yes, this guy, Andy Andrews. And this book is all about some man that I believe this was a real person who had come around to the neighborhood that Andy lived in. And nobody really knew much about him, but he was always around at the right time. He always had this great positive perspective on things in life. And that doesn't mean take the negatives and just act like they don't exist. But he had this way of looking at things that changed people's perspective. It's just the best word that I can use. One thing that you'll get from reading The Noticer is that one word, perspective on life, which means it doesn't change the situation at hand, but it gives you a different way to look at the situation, which will probably empower you to do some more positive things about it rather than just get down and be down about the situation, which is exactly what we talked about in yesterday's episode, which is how to make moves when you had that fear on top of you. Read this book, The Noticer, and it'll go hand in hand with yesterday's episode, I promise you. Number 5, today's topic of my favorite books, volume 6. This one is called It's Not About You, and this book is written by Bob Berg and John David Mann. If you recall those authors' names, you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you may, because I mentioned them in my favorite books, volume 4, volume 5. They wrote a book called The Go-Giver, not The Go-Getter, personal initiative, but The Go-Giver. And that book is all about the spirit of giving opens you, how the spirit of giving opens someone to being a much better and much more abundant receiver. This book is written in a similar fashion, is a story being told. I believe this is a fictional story being told of a guy owning a business, and there's a person from a capitalist company who's possibly going to acquire that business. And this worker who's trying to help acquire the business, he has to deal with that company. He's trying to build a relationship, trying to get them to agree to the merger or the acquisition. And there's a whole lot of things that go on in the story that helps this young consultant from the big company, helps him learn why the company is how they are, why they've lasted as long as they have, and why that company may or may not be interested in actually being acquired, even though they're in dire financial straits. And again, the whole thing is told as a story, and there are so many takeaways, so many points that you get from it. But it's kind of like Aesop's Fables, but it's one long book. It's called It's Not About You by Bob Berg and John David Mann. I recommend you read every book that these two have written together. The first one called The Go-Giver, which I believe was the one that put both of these guys on the map, but I may be wrong. They've both been around for a while. And this one is called It's Not About You. Read that book. It will help you understand how to lead. That's what this book is about, leadership. One book, Leadership, is Not About You, Bob Berg and John David Mann. Number six, last of the list, but definitely not least, my favorite books, volume six is the topic here today. Book number six is The Gifts of Imperfection by Mrs. Brené Brown. Now, Brené Brown, I've known of for a long time. She has a very popular TED Talk, which I believe has millions of views to these days. You can look her up. She's been on the speaking circuit for a year. She is a researcher at the University of Houston. That is her quote unquote day job, but she's also an author. She's written several books. This is, I believe, her second book. Her first book was self-published, but then it got picked up by a major publisher and it was called I Thought It Was Just Me. And this was her second book, I believe. Brené is very well known. If you've heard of Brené, then you know all about Brené. If you've never heard of Brené, you need to get to know about her. Now, I've known about Brené for a long time, but I never bothered to read any of her books because her books are not really on a normal path for the type of stuff that I read. I read a whole lot of leadership, type A, the mental toughness, confidence, dominant performance, leadership, win, beat everybody. Those are the type of books that I read because it speaks to my personality. It speaks to the type of things that I've done in my life. It just speaks to the things that speak to me. But I read Brené's book because my girlfriend, Anna, she's a big fan of Brené. She's read a lot of Brené's stuff. She's into the kind of stuff that Brené talks about. Brené talks about worthiness and shame and guilt and fear and empathy and connection and relationships and why these things matter from a female perspective. More, I'll just use the word, quote unquote, a softer type of topics. Okay, let's just put it that way. I think everybody can understand what I mean when I say that. So she recommended that I read this book, and she told me, because Brené has several books that are all bestsellers, I had picked one of her well-known books. I believe it's called Daring Greatly. I was going to read that one first, but Anna said, no, you need to read the books in order. So you need to start with this one, then that one, and that one, and that, read them in progression. So she suggested that I start with this one, The Gifts of Imperfection. I read this whole book in about 3 days. It is an excellent book. It is all about one phrase. The word that Brené uses is worthiness. Worthiness, which is our sense of self-worth, not allowing shame and guilt and fear and I'm not good enough to keep us down, embracing our imperfections. I mean, that's the title of the book. And one of the interesting things that I noticed about this book, and I wrote it in my book review, which you can read at dreallday.com/read. Just type in Brené's name or the title of this book, The Gifts of Imperfection. You can read that review, is that Brené's book here, Robert Greene's The Laws of Human Nature, Tim Grover's Relentless, which is kind of like the premise of Tim Grover's Relentless is almost the exact opposite of the premise of Brené's book. But all three of those books say a lot of the same things. They just say them from different perspectives and for different purposes. For example, in Tim Grover's Relentless, he has a section he talks about, well, he talks about this often in the book, is that emotions make you weak. You don't want to be too emotional. Don't let emotions get control of you because they'll send you out of control and you won't be able to dominate and lead the situation. And for the purposes of his book, that makes perfect sense because his book is all about being that type A, that leader, that dominant guy who everybody can follow and you can, you know, win the competition, whatever the competition is. So it makes sense for his book. In Robert Greene's books, he talks about emotional control. Get control of your emotions. Do not let your emotions get out of control. Don't let a situation make you emotional. You control your emotions, notice them, be in touch with them, But don't let them run you. You run them. And for the purposes of Robert's books, he has the 48 laws of power, the laws of human nature, is understanding and kind of controlling and seeing the situation as it is. For the purposes of his book and the people who read that book, it makes sense. And Brené's book, she talks about soaking yourself in those emotions, for lack of a better term. She talks about how someone made a nasty comment to her on her blog. And at first, Brené was going to write the person back because she's a writer. She's going to write the person back and be just as snarky and kind of just trash this woman who made a nasty comment towards her. And then she wrote a couple drafts to that nasty comment. She didn't do it. Then she called somebody and talked about it. And what she noticed, because she was in the midst of researching for her book, is what she really felt at that time was shame. She just felt not worthy enough for one reason or another. And you can read the book and find that out. But what she really wanted to do, instead of being mean and nasty, which is the easy out, and this is something that Brené explains in her book and all of her other books, instead of taking the easy out of being mean and nasty and snarky and being just as much of a bitch to people as people are being to you, or just much of an asshole to people as people are being to you, which is the easy way out, what she really wanted to do was just cry for a minute. And she allowed herself to do that. And for the purposes of her books and her audience, at least in this, at the time you're reading this book, it makes perfect sense for her. But one thing that all three of those books have in common, now that I've told you how they're different on the same topic, is that they all talk about embracing all sides of yourself. Embracing the fact that you have a dark side. Tim Grover goes into this deeply, gives a whole chapter to it. Brené talks about the dark side. Robert Greene talks about the dark side. And they all say the same thing about the dark side of our personalities, that part that is not so perfect, the part that we may not want everybody to know about, the part that we don't put on Front Street, the part that may lead to some negative, self-destructive, and other people destructive actions. All of them talk about embracing the dark side. And they all talk about the fact that we can't fully embrace our light side, the best parts of us, the side that we do show to the public, the side that does make us money and have us having attention and fans and admirers and all of that stuff. We can't fully embrace the light side unless we recognize and fully embrace the dark side. All three of them talk about it, even though they talk about emotions and how to deal with other people and how we deal with ourselves in completely different ways. That is one unifying theme that all three of those books have. And I found that really interesting. And it's something that you wouldn't know unless you read all three of those books multiple times. And that book, again, is The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown. So those are the six books that I'm giving you here in today's volume. This is volume 6 of my favorite books. If you haven't read every book on my favorite books list, just go to dreallday.com/read, R-E-A-D. Get any book on that list. They're all categorized. We have strategy and competition. We got relationships. We have selling and marketing yourself. We have finding yourself. We have personal development, self-help. And I got reviews of just every book who may not even be in the top recommended category. All on that list. You'll never run out of books to read unless you're reading faster than me. Let's recap these six today. Number one, This Is Marketing by Seth Godin. Number two, The Laws of Human Nature by Robert Greene. Number three, What They Will Never Teach You About the Music Business by Peter M. Thall. Number four, The Noticer by Andy Andrews. And number five, It Is Not About You, Bob Berg and John David Mann. And number six, The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown. Go get those books and start reading. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. People have been asking me for years, Dre, what's the strategy behind the things that you do in basketball and business, developing yourself personally, creating clients, creating content, making products, keeping your business moving forward? What are the strategies that you've employed to make those things happen? I created the Game Group membership to answer that question and not only show you what I've done, but teach you how to do the exact same thing for yourself, for your business, for your game, if you happen to be an athlete, and for your life in terms of personal development. The Game Group membership is not a dump of a whole bunch of information that is completely unrelated to each other. It's my way of teaching you strategically how to build your game, build your business, build your mind, and build yourself. You're going to have deep dives every month where I go into the strategy behind how I do the things that I do, not just what I do, but how I do them. You're going to get monthly member-only podcasts where, again, I go deep on certain subjects in a way that you're not going to get even on the Work on Your Game podcast. We are creating a forum where you'll be able to swap stories and ask questions that get answered directly by me and by other members of the game group. And there are going to be a bunch of other perks and bonuses as part of a member of the game group that you won't get anywhere else from me. All these podcast episodes that you've been listening to, we have these categorized into by subject so that you can find what topic that you're looking for and find all my content, all my material on that subject. We're doing the exact same thing with the video content that I've been putting out for years, and I have way more video than I even have audio in terms of this podcast. So the Game Group membership, again, if there's one thing you want to remember about it, there's one idea I want you to take when it comes to the Game Group, it is the strategies. It is the strategies for building your brand, building your business, building your game, and building yourself, building your life. If you're looking for strategy, not just more information, not just more content, not just more of the what, but more of the how, and someone actually coaching you through how to make that how come to life and your business, then the Game Group is the place that you need to be. Get all the information and join the Game Group membership at dreallday.com/membership. That's dreallday.com/membership. You just listened to an entire episode of my podcast. If you've been getting value from this podcast, the 1,000+ episodes that I've been putting out, or this is just your first one, please go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review of my show. It helps me out. It helps the audience out so they know what kind of show this is before they listen to it, if they want to kind of get a taste for it before they commit to listening. And it lets me know that I'm giving value to you every single day on this podcast. So anywhere you can leave a review, please go leave a review. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Work on your game.